It's been said, the gospel is only good news if it gets to people in time. It's estimated that 400 million people living in Europe have never opened a Bible. On today's program, I'll be interviewing a believer from Central Europe. He will share his story of accepting Jesus as his personal Savior in spite of being raised in an atheistic family. I invite you to join me now.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Good News Radio broadcast with Pastor Tom Arnold. Tom serves as pastor of Good News Church in Yukon, Oklahoma, and is our teacher on this daily program. It is his desire that you will discover God's abundant plan for every aspect of your life through the faithful study of God's Word. Join us now as we go into today's message.
Welcome to the Good News Radio broadcast. We are so glad that you are here today. It's Pastor Tom Arnold, and Sharon and I, my wife and I, are here in Central Europe. We're in the Czech Republic. We're in a beautiful country about the size of South Carolina, a population of 10 million people. The Czech Republic, most of us grew up knowing it as Czechoslovakia. And all of that changed in 1989 when there was a Velvet Revolution. And they call it the Velvet Revolution because it was a peaceful revolution. And that revolution opened up the door for many things, but the big door opener was the gospel of Jesus Christ. On today's program, I have a young man, 45 years of age. His name is Jirka. Jirka, wonderful to have you today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you.
And Jirka speaks wonderful English, so it's great to have you share. So the counterpart to Jirka is George.
Yes, that's right. You can call me George.
Well, that's a popular name in the United States because our first president, George Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Jirka, tell us a little bit about your story. So you are born into Christian family, born into an atheist family. What kind of family are you born into?
No, I was born in a atheist family. I did not know anything about God.
So it was an atheist family, you said?
Atheist family, yeah. Yes. And when I was at the university, it was in the early 90s, I was introduced to Spiritism by a colleague of mine, and I was wondering how comes that it works, that there are something behind what I can see, what I can feel, and I started to look what's the truth, because my perspective of the world was just what you can see and nothing else. It was difficult to find the way first because in the early 90s, as you mentioned, the door was open for everything, every spiritual thing.
Yeah, I think I need to clarify because it wasn't all the Jesus Christ, the gospel of salvation, but there was everybody else coming in here pushing a false gospel as well.
Yes, that's right. And why I was like a person who was based on mind. I had to understand everything. Right. And so I began to buy books, and we also had some contacts with cults, and but still I did not know what was true. I was not persuaded. And finally I came to the conclusion that I was not able to find the truth just by myself. So I turned to God and I began to pray and I asked Him, please show me the truth. And I remember that day in April 92, Jesus came to me. I was not able to see Him, but I sensed His presence in such a way, wonderful way. I could feel His love, and I knew that He is the one. He is the truth, and I cried, and it was so
wonderful.
So
you're a college student when all this
yes,
is going on?
Yes, I was a college student, and this experience completely changed my life. I had no contact with the church. I just read books, and one of these books was Gospel of Luke, so I began to know a little bit about Jesus and why. And even if when I began to read this book, I felt that God touched my heart. But it was later on when I had this experience that I described.
So for you, You received Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yes, I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but I did not know that time. What does it mean to be born again?
Right. I understand. So you had to be discipled. Somebody had to kind of take you and help you with that.
Yes.
So you were still in your academic career.
Yes.
And so what was your undergraduate degree in?
I had my, general undergraduate degree. I was not specialized in.
Okay. And then you went on.
I went on and I studied chemistry.
I see. And so, and then you went on to actually get your PhD, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And so your PhD is in what field?
In biotechnology.
Biotechnology. So for you here in the Czech Republic, you are an environmental engineer, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Through all this academic career, one of the big challenges that we deal with in the academic world is many times you have Mr. Double PhD will take a young man that has a heart for God and just talk him right out of their faith. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
And so people think that there's a conflict between science and the Bible, which there's not. The God that wrote the Bible, all laws are God's laws and all truth is God's truth.
That's right.
So did you ever have to kind of deal with that? I mean, just the whole...
No, I think never.
You never did?
I was so hungry for God because I believe that it has to do with the revelation knowledge. And I believe that Bible describes the way how the revelation knowledge comes. And if you are willing, and I would say, I remember once when I was just by myself in room and I was praying. I was meditating on the word. It was in the Luke, I think. This word describes the moment when the disciples came to Jesus and he said, I praise you, Lord, that you revealed these things to the babies, or I don't know how it is in English.
I got
you. And you hid these things to the wise men. And in that moment, God asked me, what would you think if there would be a baby in the forest? What would happen? And immediately, just without any other man, and I immediately knew the answer, that the baby is totally dependent on the other people. Otherwise, it would die. And I knew that this is the attitude we have to have. Possessed, so that we would get this revelation, because we are totally dependent on God. If you are puffed up with the wisdom of the world, you are closed for this revelation.
You're
knowledge.
Exactly right.
But if you are humble and you see God, I believe that you will have revelation inside, and no wise man, no PhD man can talk you out of it.
You know, one thing that we say, at least in the U.S., we have a lot of smart people that make very bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very, very smart, but they're not wise. They really don't know how to make life work and how to make their marriage work and how to, you know, their children. I mean, there's a lot of challenges in life. And so even though people can have a great intellectual ability, it takes the wisdom of God. And I think of Proverbs where it says that the fear of the Lord is the whole beginning. It's just the beginning. It's that kind of the baseline. If you're going to tap into wisdom, you're going to have to start with having the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
So we're here in Central Europe. We're in the country of the Czech Republic. We're here with George Yerke.
Yeah.
And George is sharing his story that as a college student, the Lord came to him. The Bible says, if any man will come to me, and the Lord, you came to the Lord and then he came back to you. If you draw near to God, I'll draw near to you. And he came to you. And then, of course, you're a young man and you're thinking, Lord, I need a like-minded wife. I need a wife that's going to, you know, have the same passion. I'm living in a country where 70% of the people are atheist. And so was that a challenge, finding a Christian wife?
In fact, when I came to Jesus, I already was dating my wife, or at the time it was not my wife.
Right.
She had similar experience. So, but after several months, we have to decide if it's God's will to for us to be married. And it was very difficult because we understood that we have to yield our lives to Jesus and ask Him if it's His will or not. And so it was a battle in me because I wanted to for her to be my wife, but I understood that some part of me did not want to yield God. So, but finally, it was in February. I remember we came to my wife is Jana. She's called Jana. We came to Jana's parents and we prayed again. What is God's will? And I slept and Jana prayed and she said, God, if it's, I'm not able to find out what is your will, please show it to Jirka. And I woke up and I said, I had an important dream. I don't know what it was, but I remember I had important dream. And after several minutes, because Jana prayed, Lord, please, if it was important, show this
right.
dream.
Bring it to his remembrance.
It, yes. Yeah. And then he brought it to my remembrance. I was on the meadow and it was full of light and God was speaking to us, you are one.
Oh, and, isn't that awesome?
And we immediately decided to be married. And
we spoke here, Sharon and I spoke at a Bible school 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the Lord, I mean, I said, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? You know, just whatever you want me to talk about. And I felt the Lord said, talk about Christian marriage. I asked, how many of the people are married at this Bible school? None of them were. All mm-hmm. of them were single.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what the Lord was saying, the importance of them finding the right spouse and how important that is. And so as it turned out, Sharon came up and I asked her after I shared a little bit about some suggestions mm-hmm. that I had about as a single person and finding a spouse. I had Sharon come up and share, and she said something that was really profound. And she didn't go on very long, but she said, you know, what this country needs is young couples that will raise godly families.
That's right.
And when she said that, it just was so profound because that's really the hope of this country
mm-hmm.
is that just like you, and you have four boys, right?
Yes, that's right.
We've only got about 10 seconds here, but I just want to say, you've been a blessing. Sharon and I have been greatly blessed, George, a couple of years ago when the Spirit of the Lord came on you and the laughter came on you, and Sharon and I were so blessed. But anyway, thank you so much for sharing today. God bless you, George.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks for joining me today. I trust you enjoyed the interview with Jirka from the Czech Republic. Jesus said, seek and you will find. Jirka's story of seeking the Lord and receiving eternal life serves as an inspiration for all of us. In spite of being raised in an atheistic home, the Holy Spirit moved upon him to reveal Jesus as his Lord and Savior. His story is so typical of millions of people in the world today who are searching for truth. Remember, the gospel is only good news if we get it to people in time. Jesus said, work while it is day. Night is coming when no man can work.
Thank you for listening to today's message. You can hear this message again by visiting online at goodnewschurch.tv. To listen to this and many other messages by Pastor Tom, download the Good News Church mobile device app by searching for Good News Church Yukon through both the iTunes and Android stores. Through the website, you can also subscribe to the podcast. Pastor Tom invites you to visit Good News Church whenever you are in the greater Oklahoma City area. Good News is located at the intersection of Main Street and the Yukon Parkway in Yukon. He welcomes you to worship with them on Sundays at 10 a.m. Good News Church, it's a great place to be.